This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention.
Hi, this is Mary Grady for AvWeb. Today I'm talking with Sean Elliott. He's the Vice President for Safety and Advocacy at EAA.
Thanks for talking to us today. And why don't we start out with kind of reviewing where we're at here. The new legislation was passed in July that makes it possible for private pilots to fly without a medical, but it's not quite that straightforward. So what is that really all about?
Well, Mary, it is a significant reform that we saw become law on July 15th and basically has directed the FAA to develop rulemaking that will allow recreational or private pilots to fly with a simple visit to a dock every 4 years and passing an online course every 2 years. That is actually very good because it gives pilots a better understanding of what things to be looking at in ensuring that you are safe to fly and certifying yourself as safe to fly every time you climb in the cockpit. So there's a lot of upsides to this approach, and we are certainly excited to see it come to fruition here. We're obviously watching the implementation right now and watching how the rulemaking is coming along to the level we can. I mean, with ex parte, the agency is only can reveal so much, which is very little, frankly. And they are working to meet the intent of the law. Right now, we are hoping to still see something here in the early part of 2017. They have a six-month grace period in which to implement this new law. And if it's not done by July 15th of 2017, then airmen can simply start flying on the basis of the law. So it's this. They've got a pretty significant endpoint here that says, FAA, you've got to get this completed no later than January 15th. And if you don't meet that deadline, you've got a six-month window to fix that. It's kind of like instrument currency is the way I tell pilots to understand it. They got 6 months in which to remain current, and then after that, they have a six-month window in which to achieve currency. Otherwise, they're out altogether. So, that's basically where we're at, if that's what you're asking.
Okay, yeah. So also, I just want to clarify that even though the legislation was passed last summer, the rules haven't changed, right? The rules don't change until this whole process is completed.
Absolutely correct. That's why, the FAA has to engage and has been engaged in creating a new rule package, a rulemaking package that will certainly come out as an NPRM. And that's when we'll really dive deep. All the associations will, for certain, ourselves, AOPA, others, to really look hard at exactly how they've implemented what they were directed to implement from the law.
Okay, so recently EAA warned pilots not to voluntarily surrender their medicals while they're waiting for this new rule to be published. So what's that all about?
Well, Mary, I'm glad you asked that. As this is taking place, we're obviously not only working with headquarters staff to ensure that we can assist in any way we can assist and ensure the best possible outcome, but we're also watching what's going on in the field. And we became aware of a potential problem in the last few weeks where there was an isolated incident of an FAA doc that was advising pilots to surrender their certificate, their medical certificate, if they were on a special issuance and they had an update that was due. This particular individual was suggesting that rather than walk away and simply allow your special issuance to lapse, that it was more advisable to surrender your certificate. And that is not what the policy says. And it was just a misunderstanding, we think now. But the bottom line is airmen should never surrender their certificate. If they are planning on flying under the new rule package that comes out as a result of the new law, they should simply let their medical lapse. And they can't act as a PIC in that case until the new regulation becomes effective. There's nothing wrong with letting a medical, or in this case a special issuance for a medical, lapse and then go into the new realm of medical reform.
Okay, because it is certain, even though, like we said, all the new rules haven't been written yet, but it definitely is going to allow you to fly without a medical.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And there's no reason to surrender a medical certificate. That, in fact, can be interpreted as a revocation in some cases and could be detrimental or harmful for you. So that is not what you want to do.
Okay. So if pilots have questions about how they should, well, I guess they really shouldn't be doing anything right now. But if they do have questions about this whole issue, I suppose, can they contact EAA? Or I suppose all the associations would have someone like you who's sort of up on what's going on.
Absolutely. I've got staff here, myself as well, that stand ready to answer those kinds of questions for all EA members, and simply call our membership hotline and or visit our website or send us an email, and we'll be happy to answer that question. That's what we're here for, as well as all the advocacy work that we do accomplish on behalf of our members.
Okay, great. Well, I really appreciate your time and that you were on top of this issue, and we'll see how it goes from here.
Well, thank you, Mary. We are excited, and this this certainly stands to be a significant improvement in our GA world that we so much care about and love.
Okay, well, thanks very much.
Okay, Mary.